Immokalee High School senior Hunter Demas says his pledge started when he witnessed the R-word's impact. He was at a Special Olympics program 3 months ago when someone used the word retarded in front of one of the athletes.
The way he looked, it just brought him really down and stuff, so I really felt bad, and so we really tried to change it.
Now on a hot Saturday morning in March, Demas is selling t-shirts at the Special Olympics Area 9 Summer Games at Golden Gate High School in Collier County.
It is my pleasure to now declare the 2014 Special Olympics Area 9 Summer Games open. Good luck to all of you!
The t-shirts read, "Spread the word to end the word." It's an international campaign asking participants to pledge to stop using the word retarded. Demas signed the pledge after he saw how the word affected the athlete.
We just throw it around. It just changed my view of me using it. Like, I signed it, and I haven't used it since.
Kelly Stevenson Cruz helped grow the local campaign at Immokalee High School, where she works as a special education teacher. The first big event was a basketball game in January between Golden Gate High School and Immokalee High School. Players sported Spread the Word to End the Word t-shirts before the game, and they invited regional Special Olympic athletes to watch. Stevenson Cruz has worked with the Special Olympics for 12 years. She says the campaign to end the R-word promotes inclusion.
The word is very, very hurtful. And, you know, in our society now, we really try and we really encourage students to include people with intellectual disabilities in the community. And by eliminating that word shows that, yes, we are accepting, we want to build friendships, that everybody is the same.
Stevenson Cruz is also a soccer coach with the Special Olympics. Her goal was to collect 2,000 pledge signatures by the end of the day's games. At the long jump, 15-year-old Stephen Newell is completing the first of three attempts. His mother, Becky Newell, is part of the management team for the Special Olympics in Collier County. Newell says she hasn't spoken with her son about the campaign. He's aware of it, she says. He's been around her as she's promoted it and asked people to sign a pledge, but she says it's not something he's faced himself. For Newell, the challenge of the campaign is asking people, at times complete strangers, not to use the R word. She recalls one time she was in the checkout line at a grocery store when a little boy used the word behind her. He was with his mother, and Newell didn't say anything. She says she's always regretted not speaking up.
That campaign is so important because it builds the awareness that the words that people choose to use can really have a hurtful effect.
Stephen Newell feels like he did well in the long jump at the Special Olympic Games.
Great.
The rest of his events for the day include a 100-meter relay and a 4x4 100-meter relay. By the end of the games, the Spread the Word to End the Word campaign has exceeded its goal with more than 2,100 signatures. The pledge can be signed at r-word.org. Topher Forges, WGCU News.